All right, if please lie on your back. Get a sense of your sense of yourself resting on the floor. Contact here and there. Configuration of your limbs. Legs relative one to the other. Arms relative to one and the other, and to the torso, to the spine, how the head rests. And note the movements associated with breathing, the movements of breathing. Where do you move when you inhale? Where do you move when you exhale? And if you can, make a distinction about the movement of the low part of the abdomen, below the navel, that whole area from the navel to the low part of the low back, from that area down toward the pubic bone in front and the perineum below and the bowl of the pelvis, the sacrum, and back. And if you can, note if you find any movement there when you breathe. The lowest part of the trunk. The part that in particular moves when you begin to articulate the low back and pelvis, to move those. All right, now stand the right foot. Leave the left leg long. Take the arms overhead. Come however you can accommodate that, so you can rest something, the knuckles of the hands. Maybe you bring them down a little bit. Just find a spot where you can accommodate having the arms up here. Now, as we did previously, take the outside of the left foot to the floor, likely including a little turn of the pelvis to the left. So the left leg is long. You roll a little to the left so that the outer edge of the foot comes to the floor. And note that this means that the hip is fully turned in the socket. And now lift that long left leg extending through the heel, 12 or 18 inches from the floor, and make some circles with that heel. And note the difference in the movement in the two hip joints. Likely in the left one, it's kind of bigger. There's likely something going on in the right hip joint, but perhaps smaller. And when you feel like you got a clear sense of a circle through that extended heel, set the leg down for a moment. And then pick it up again and circle in the other direction. Really keeping the foot turned out to the left creates a particular set of conditions in the hip joint. Maybe the right hip's a little away from the floor to do that. And set it down. All right, now with the right foot standing and the left leg long, turn the left foot out again, extend through the heel, perhaps turning the pelvis a little bit to the left to really get that clearly the case. Lift the leg from the floor and then take the right side of the pelvis back to the floor and note what happens in that left leg. Perhaps it lifts a little bit more. So you then use the weight of the leg to take the right side of the pelvis away from the floor so that the pelvis turns to the left. And then you lift the leg a little bit by taking the right side of the pelvis back to the floor. So you square the pelvis to lift the leg a little, and then you let the leg sink to lift the right side of the pelvis away from the floor. And perhaps the right foot helps a little bit in some way. Just sort out what that's like. And note if that low part of the abdomen can come forward a little bit, the low back comes away from the floor a little bit as the pelvis turns. So there's a combination of a little turning and a little bit of extension there as you lower the leg, and then taking the low back to the floor and the right side of the pelvis to the floor as you pick it up. And of course, at any point, just set the foot down if you need to rest in the rest that hip joint. Rest that leg, rest your attention. And if it makes sense to you, try it a little more quickly so that you change the pace of it. Using the pelvis to lift the leg a little bit and the leg to draw the pelvis, tipping it a little down and a little to the left. The leg's a sort of handle on the pelvis here. And then set the leg down. Take the arms alongside, extend the leg, the right leg, and rest. So throughout the lesson, as with every lesson, just note when you're working in a way that's a little too much or when you need a pause so that you can really attend to the movement. At any point, you can pause, set a leg down, come back to it. Really, it's up to you. All right, now stand the left foot. Turn the right leg out to the right so that the outer edge of the foot comes to the floor. Lift the left side of the pelvis a little to do that, so you can really turn it there. And extend through the right heel. Lift the leg into the air and make circles with the heel. Note which direction you chose. See if you can do it a little quicker, smaller. Note which hip joint works, how it's different from one side to the other here. And you can slow down again and then set the leg down for a moment, pause. Set the side of the pelvis down on the floor again, that left hip. Then turn the pelvis a little, turn the leg out clearly, fully. Lift it again and circle in the other direction. Just making it clear that you extend through the heel so that the leg feels long. And then make it a little quicker. Note what you do in the two hip joints to do this, how one hip joint is used differently from the other, than the other. All right. Lower the leg, extend the left one, and rest. So again, throughout the lesson, perhaps you'll notice that when the configuration of the legs and the movement is sided, that something different happens in each hip joint. The movements ask for a different kind of rotation or turning in the hip joint, and also a different use of the pelvis. Perhaps you can keep in mind this idea that the pelvis can tip down and the low back can come away from the floor, even if the movement is asymmetric. So now bend the two feet and place the soles of the feet together so that the knees are out to the side, and take the arms overhead. And see that the feet are in a comfortable position, not too close, not drawn in as fully as you can, not too far away. And here, imagine that you're going to tip the pelvis down by pushing the low abdomen forward and down so that the low abdomen becomes full, the low back comes away from the floor. You fill that low part of the abdomen to tip the pelvis down. And then take the abdomen in back toward the spine and take the spine toward the floor to tip the pelvis in the other direction. And alternate between those two. Really with a focus on what you do in the trunk, in the low part of the belly, the pelvis, to tip one direction and the other. And note what happens in the head. If the head follows along, if you're not too intent about isolating it, it's possible that the head can tip as the pelvis tips. And note what happens in the knees. Whether perhaps as you tip in one direction, the knees widen a little bit, and when you tip in the other, that they come a little together, that there's a meaningful coordination there. As the abdomen fills and the pelvis tips down, that perhaps the knees open a bit, and that as you draw the abdomen, the low abdomen, back toward the spine and the low back comes to the floor, that the knees come a little together. And just sort it kind of deliberately so you know what you're doing, and then try a little quicker. And note how the spine moves between the shoulder blades, pushes and pulls on the head. Because the head rests on the floor, the head may rock, the chin coming a little closer to the chest and then away as the pelvis rolls. You don't have to do it so intentionally, you just allow it. And pause for a moment, extend your legs if you like, bring the arms alongside. I come back to this position, this configuration, with the arms overhead and the soles of the feet together. And now, using this, develop this pushing out of the belly, the lifting of the low back, and then the taking in of the belly to take the back back, and begin to also turn around on the pelvis so that you go in a circle. Choose a direction and go around in that circle. And note how this, the belly, low belly is still involved. It's almost like you push with the low belly to tip the pelvis out over one knee, out over more down over the feet, then out over the other knee, and then up in the direction of the head. And know what happens in the head, the shoulders, when one knee gets closer to the floor, perhaps. And make it a little lighter and quicker, smaller. Really noting how the movement goes throughout the trunk, the head, the neck, the rib cage. And change the movement and go in the other direction. Try the other turning of the hip. First, slowly, specifically, and as if you're using the low part of the abdomen to move the pelvis. And in fact, you are. And know what happens when one knee comes closer to the floor, when it comes away, when the low back comes to the floor, when the pubic bone tips down toward the feet, what happens in the rib cage on each side, whether the head tips or is drawn down or pushed up. When you get a sense of it, you can try a smaller, quicker, lighter movement too. often just changing the speed or rhythm brings out something different in these relationships. And note what happens in the two hip joints, if you have a sense of where they are as you circle, that one hip joint turns and moves in a way different from the other, and then similar to the other. And leave it. Take the arms alongside, extend the legs slowly. Rest. You note your contact with the floor. What's changed? Perhaps in your breathing or your the clarity with which you know where your hip joints are, more or less, the actual joint itself in the pelvis, which is not the outside of the thigh, it's not the pubic bone, it's somewhere in between. All right, come back to this position again. Take the arms overhead, draw the soles of the feet up toward the pelvis in the direction of the head and bring them together. Now, several times, simply lift the right foot away from the floor, forward relative to yourself, and set it down. So the foot comes away from the floor, and note what happens in the pelvis. Perhaps it tips a little. Perhaps just lift it and set it down a couple times so you get a sense. The foot comes away from the floor. The soles of the feet are together, and the right knee and the right foot lift away from the floor. So take the foot away from the floor in this case. So the right foot lifts. The right knee stays more or less out to the side. Of course, it's going to shift a little bit, but keeping it out to the side, just lift the foot away from the floor a couple of times. See what that's like. What happens in the pelvis, which hip joint you sense movement in. And pause for a moment. Now lift the right foot and knee away from the floor a little bit, as you were just doing. So with the knee out to the side. And keeping the knee out to the side with the foot lifted a little bit, begin to swing the knee in the direction of the head so that it arcs out to the side and then comes back. Note what that asks for in the hip joint on that side. So the knee is to the side, not forward. And you set it down whenever you want. Keep the knee out to the side, lift the foot, which means lifting the knee, of course, it's as if the shin was sort of parallel to the floor. And you swing in that hip joint, taking the knee up toward the head and then back down so the feet are together. And at any time, you just pause if you're tiring the hip. And note what this asks for in the pelvis. You take care if you feel like something's working very hard that you pause before you really need to. And then just set the foot down. Now, lift that right foot away from the floor again. Take it about halfway in the direction of the head, of that movement out to the side. And now, figure out what you need to do to take the knee and the foot closer to the floor. How would you turn the pelvis to tip that knee out to the right, and then bring it back up, forward, that is. So you lift the foot away from the floor forward, you bring the knee toward the head a little, and then tip the pelvis, take the knee toward the floor to your right when it's in that halfway position, and then bring it back to the middle. You just leave the knee in that position about halfway up to the right, and then tip the pelvis, tip the leg out to the right and back. So it's just a forward and back movement of the right knee once you've lifted the leg and put it in place. Just take, now that it's there, just take the knee toward the floor and to the right and back. So the knee remains. Pause just a second here. And let's just pause and extend the legs and rest. Clarify this a little bit. It'll become more clear as we go along. There's some variations, and we'll do the other side, of course, in a lesson like this. All right, take the arms overhead, draw the soles of the feet together, and we'll clarify this a little bit. So with the soles of the feet together, just lift the whole lower leg forward away from the floor a couple of times so that the side of the foot comes away from the floor, maybe the knee comes a little more away from the floor. Yes, exactly. And just set it down so that you really pause between movements, and then lift it forward, just the right foot, and swing the knee out up to the side in the direction of the head and back. So you get a sense of what that range is, how far out to the side and up toward the head it comes, and then back to the middle. And bring it down and then set the foot down and pause. Then lift that leg forward again as you just did, so the side of the foot comes away from the floor. Swing the knee about halfway up that arc to the right and leave it there. And now just tip the knee over to the right to the floor, including the pelvis when you need to. And then take the pelvis back and lift the knee away from the floor. Then when you take the pelvis to the right and the knee to the right, note that you can really use the pelvis to lift the leg back. Lift it forward again. Perhaps a little easier now since the leg is not long and extended. Use the taking of the pelvis back to the left to lift the knee away from the floor. And then use the weight of the leg to turn the pelvis to the right. If you had any doubts whether you're doing it, everyone here was doing that movement. No question about it. All right, and set the leg down, extend the legs, and rest. All right, come back to this position again with the arms overhead, the soles of the feet together. Lift the right foot forward a little bit away from the floor so that you take the outside edge of the right foot away from the floor as you did before. Lift the foot away from the floor and take the knee out to the side a little. Swing it in the hip joint and put it about halfway toward the head. And now just make a little circle with the knee. See, does that what happens in the right hip joint and in the left? When is the pelvis maybe involved a little bit? And turn it in the other direction. Is it helpful to tip the pelvis to make the circle a little bigger? Either down and up or left and right? Or if you make it smaller and simpler, can you make it quicker? When you're ready, just set the foot down and extend the legs and rest. Take your arms alongside. So what we're after here is some particular kinds of articulation of the hip joints and using the difference in the configuration of the two sides to locate the hip joints a little more clearly. All right, take the arms overhead and bend the knees, take the soles of the feet together. And this time, lift the left foot away from the floor And then return it, just a few times, exactly like that. So that maybe the knee lifts a teeny bit, but it's mostly leaving the leg out to the side and lifting and lowering the left leg. And you know what? That asks for something in the left hip joint, an articulation of the leg there. Maybe your pelvis gets involved a little, so that something happens in the right hip joint. Maybe not so much. And pause here for just a sec. And now lift the left foot as you just did and hold it in the air and swing the left knee in an arc toward the head and return it. Note what that asks for in the left hip joint. It's kind of arcing of the bent leg out to the side in the direction of the head and then returning it. You can set the foot down whenever you want. If you want a little pause, just get a sense what that asks for. What else gets involved in the pelvis, in the trunk perhaps? Clearly there's more going on in the left hip joint for everyone here. So that left knee stays out to the side and you just arc toward the head and then return. And then pause however you like for a moment. Note what your sense of the two hip joints is like when you pause here, and then come back to the position with the arms over the head, the soles of the feet together, and lift the left foot away from the floor, and arc the knee toward the head, toward that left shoulder, about halfway to wherever you were going, and then tip the pelvis so you take the knee to the left knee toward the floor, and then back to the middle. So it remains out to the side, it never really comes forward. Just goes to the left and then comes away. So really turn the pelvis so you do what you need to with the right leg so that the outside of the knee really comes to the floor on the left or near the floor. And when that's going on, what happens in the pelvis? What happens in the low belly? Is there a way that you can arch or push forward with the low belly as well as turning to facilitate this? And then you really take the pelvis back to the floor to return the knee. So the weight of the leg draws the pelvis into extension and turning, and then you reverse the pelvis to lift the knee back into position in the air. So take the right hip to the floor to lift the knee again. Just so. What's involved in the trunk here? What happens in the two sides of the rib cage? You can do one or two movements, smaller, quicker if you like, but when you're ready to rest, rest. All right, come back to that position once again with the arms overhead, the soles of the feet together. Lift the left foot away from the floor. Take the knee about halfway, arcing out to the side toward the head, and just make some little circles with it. And what can you do in your pelvis to make that a little easier if you wanted to make it a little larger, a little less dependent on only the left hip joint? And is there a way that the pubic bone tips down as you move the leg at some point too? And you can reverse the direction. So it's not just that the pelvis goes side to side, but it also tips up and down to facilitate that kind of circling. You can make it a little smaller and lighter or bigger and more full with the pelvis. The pelvis really turns to the left as the knee goes to the left. The right side of the pelvis comes away from the floor. And when you're ready to leave it, set the leg down, slowly extend the legs, bring the arms alongside and rest. Where do you find your hip joints now? Is it more clear where each hip joint actually is? How does the trunk rest on the floor? What are the movements of breathing like? Do you find your low abdomen at all on the inhalation and exhalation? Do you have a different sense of this whole complex of the upper thighs where they meet the pelvis at those joints, the whole of the pelvis and the low back, the abdomen? All right, take the arms overhead again and draw the feet up in the direction of the head. Bring the soles of the feet together. Knees are out to the sides. And return to this movement, the simpler one of just tipping the pelvis down toward the feet so the pubic bone goes down and closer to the floor. You roll onto the tailbone and then you take it the other way so that the tailbone lifts from the floor. The pubic bone in the front goes toward the head. You keep the pelvis on the floor, it's just rocking. So you tip the pelvis, we'll say, down and then up in the front, at least. You can think of it that way. And how's this now? What happens in the two legs, the two hip joints, two knees? When do the knees come together? When do they separate? How clearly does this carry through the trunk to the head? So as the pubic bone comes up in the direction of the head, the chin comes away from the chest. As the tailbone comes to the floor and you push out the low belly, extending the low back, the chin comes closer to the chest, the knees widen. You sort out the relationships there, either slowly or a little more quickly for yourself. And keep this up, and now come back to that idea that you make a circle with the pelvis. See what happens when you push out the belly. It's as if you push the low belly to push the knee on that side and turn the pelvis and the pubic bone closer to the floor and then away and closer to the head. So that you roll the pelvis with the low abdomen. As if you could, of course other things are involved, but that way you get a sense that you lift the back away from the floor and turn the pelvis at various points of the movement. So there's that up-down tipping of the pelvis and the right-left turning of it that you use to make circles. And you try the other direction if you haven't already. Keep the breathing continuous and note what happens in the head, the two shoulders, that low abdomen, how taking it out and then taking it back toward the spine takes the low back. So you really explore the musculature of the low part of the trunk. The movements there. All right, when you're ready to leave it, bring the arms alongside, extend the legs, and rest. As you rest, what's the sense of the pelvis, the hip joints, the low back, the abdomen like? How do the shoulders rest on the floor? The two legs, the head? What's the quality of your breathing like? What is the quality of your breathing? All right. Now stand the feet, bring the knees forward. The knees are bent and the soles of the feet are on the floor. The knees are forward relative to yourself. And now take the feet a bit apart so that the feet are wider than the knees. So the knees can lean together a little bit. And make it pretty clearly wide so that the feet are maybe outside the width of the hips. Not so it's uncomfortable, but that they're clearly the knees are tipped together and the feet are wider. And just a couple times, take one knee and then the other a little out to the side so you get a sense of how the hip joint on that side is used. To tip one knee to the right, say, and then back to the middle where they are maybe touching, maybe not. And then try the other side, see how the pelvis gets involved, the low back, the low belly perhaps. Just a little bit, you don't have to go too far. Just find the hip joints. And now leave the knees in the middle with the feet wide. Pause there for a second. Think through that there's a way you can take the knee, the right knee, away from the head here. So what would you do in the pelvis to push the right knee down as if you're going to push the knees stay in the middle, they stay tipped together more or less, and you extend the right knee down. So to do that, you lift the right hip away from the floor, right? It's as if you want to push something with the knee below you. So both feet are standing. The knees are tipped together with the feet apart. The knees are almost touching together in the middle. And then you push away from the head with the right knee. Indeed, it involves a certain use of the right side of the pelvis. And then you bring it back, of course. So just repeat that movement. If you want, you can look at your own knees and see that as you take the right knee a little closer to the floor, it goes down away from the nose a little bit. So there's something else happens in the left knee too. You don't have to hold it tightly. You just keep the right knee on the midline more or less and reach down. Reach by using the hip. The front of the right hip opens, lengthens. The low back on the right comes away from the floor. Yes, exactly. And then you come back so that the knees are kind of leaning together and the hip is resting on the floor on both sides, both hips. Then you come back to that. You reach, lengthening the front of the right hip, lifting the right hip away from the floor to push that knee down away from the head. Exactly. And then pause in the middle, extend the legs and rest. Now come back to that position again with the feet standing and the knees, the feet wide and the knees near each other in the middle, along the midline. Take the arms overhead. And now, as we were just doing, as you were just doing, reach down with the right knee using the action of the hip there a couple times. And then leave the knee down, long in a sense, so the right knee, you're reaching with the right knee again. The knees stay along the center line, and you push the right knee down away from the head. And once you have it there, a couple times lift and lower the right foot from the floor. Figure out what you need to do that. So the knees stay along the center line and don't tip out to the outside here. Especially the right knee is near the center line, and the foot is wider than the hip, and you then lift and lower the leg in the hip joint. So you get a sense of what that's like. Keep the heel extended perhaps. Maybe the left knee tilts out a little, but you just sort of lifting and lowering the foot. It could be a little tricky. Let's see what that asks for in the hip joint. All right, then leave that for a moment. Just tip the knees together and rest. So now push the right hip down so that the right knee goes down a little bit relative to the down, away from the head, that is, farther from the head, just as you just were. And then leave it there down so that the right knee is along the center line, farther away from the head. And see about just sliding the right foot a little to the right and left, if that's possible, what you would need to do that. So the hip is, the foot's a little wider than the knee, and you just see how can you turn the hip joints, use the pelvis to slide the foot to the left and right a little bit. Just a few times and then leave it. And pause with the knees tipped together. And in fact, let's have a full rest here. So take the arms alongside and extend the legs. What do you note in the two hip joints here when you rest? Are you more aware of the left or the right? Is one clearer, either because there's the sense of work still present, where you'd been working, what muscles you'd been using? Or just perhaps a sense of the location of the joint itself. Is it different on the right and left? All right, now stand the feet again. Take the arms overhead and take the feet a little wide so you can tip the knees together. So the knees are kind of near the center line and the feet are a little wider. And now push with the left hip to make the left knee take it long a little away from the head. So the left hip likely comes away from the floor a little and then comes back. So you turn the pelvis and push with the low belly to tip the pelvis and turn it to push the left knee down and bring it back. Down means away from the head in this case. See, the front of the left hip gets longer. Perhaps there's a little something happening in the right hip. To really get a sense of that action there. And what happens throughout the whole trunk, the side of the rib cage, how's it different from the other side? Is the head involved a little bit? All right, then pause for a moment with the knees tipped together. The pelvis resting on the floor on both sides. And now reach once again with the left knee. So you push through the left side of the pelvis, tip the pubic bone down a little too so that you push out with the low belly. And now find a spot where you can just a little bit lift and lower that left foot in this position, more or less, with the left knee long. So it's an action in the hip joint that you use to lift and lower that foot with the left side of the pelvis a little away from the floor. Just so you see, you find a little freedom there. If you can make it a little quick, that's great. Just a little tapping, perhaps. And leave it for a moment. Set both sides of the pelvis down. Tip the knees together. Rest here. Now once again, reach with that left knee. Use it, push with the left hip to push the knee down along the center line. The left hip comes a little away from the floor as you reach with that left knee. It's as if you wanted to push a button below the knee there. And then once you have reached with the knee, see about sliding the foot a little to the left and the right. What do you have to do in the pelvis and in that left hip joint to just slide the knee, the foot a little left and right? And pause for a sec with the knees together. Now here, with the keeping the feet apart and the knees together in the middle, first, as you come back to pushing with the right knee, and at the same time, draw the left knee a little up in the direction of the head. So as the right knee pushes down the center line and the side of the pelvis comes away, shorten a little in the left hip joint in front of it. And so you reach with the right and pull with the left so that the left knee gets a little closer to the head as the right knee goes away, and then you switch and go in the other direction. So you push with one knee down away from the head and then the other. So they're more or less on the center line with the feet apart, and you just sort out what you need to do in the pelvis, a little bit of turning right and left, a little bit of tipping down and back. Really think about, you could be using the low abdomen to push the knee and one side to draw the knee. You know what happens in the front of the two hip joints? On the side that's pushing down away from the head, that hip joint opens a little in the front, and on the side that's pulling toward the head, it closes a little bit, and then you switch. And what happens on each side there to articulate the whole trunk? How's the rib cage involved? When does the low back come away from the floor? When does it go into the floor, and on which side related to the leg that's reaching or pulling? What happens in the head, perhaps? And just make it simple, maybe. Try a little quicker and slower. Right, you're welcome to explore that a little bit, and when you're ready to leave it, leave it, extend the legs, take the arms alongside and rest. What's your sense of the two hip joints now? The whole of the low abdomen, the back of the pelvis on the floor, position of the two legs, how the trunk rests. Do you find that the low abdomen below the navel moves as you breathe? Maybe you can even sense a little expansion in the perineum. All right, now take the arms overhead and draw the soles of the feet together again. So the knees are out to the sides. Note what happens in the pelvis as you do that. You draw the feet together, and the soles come into contact. And now, this time, similarly, though the knees are out and the feet are in toward the center line, reach down away from the head with the right knee. And perhaps it gets closer to the floor as well, so that you tip a little to the right and push with the right hip to reach away from the head with the right knee. So you tip the pelvis so the tailbone comes clearer in contact with the floor, and then you tip it a little so that the right knee moves away from the head and comes back. It's as if you're reaching for something with the right knee. Again, using this combination of the movement of maybe a little turning of the pelvis, a little lifting one side relative to the other, a little extension of the back, pushing with the belly to reach away from the head with the right knee, And return to the middle, of course, return to neutral. Then pause for a sec and try with the left knee, as if you're reaching for something with the left knee. How does the trunk get involved? When does the pelvis tip? When does it turn a little bit? When does it one side move up or down relative to the other side? How is the action of the hip joints different on the each side when you reach with the left knee? And then alternate so that you reach once with the right knee, the left knee maybe comes toward the head, and then you reach with the left knee and the right knee comes toward the head. So the knee also gets a little closer to the floor as you really reach. The knee really goes away from the head, both toward the floor and down in the direction of the feet. And you just alternate here. Use the pelvis and the low abdomen to do it. At some point, the low abdomen pushes forward as you take, it's like you're pushing the knee toward the floor and away with the low abdomen, and then when you switch, the low back comes closer to the floor, and then you push it out in the direction of the other knee. And try to make it a little quicker, a little lighter. It's not just side to side, but also away with the knee, away from the head. One knee and then the other. What happens through the whole trunk? How does the rib cage get involved? The two sides, tipping of the pelvis, the turning of it, the lifting and lowering of each side. Try once or twice, if you haven't already, turning the pelvis enough so that the knee you're reaching with really comes to the floor and then reaches away. What happens with the head when you do that? Try varying the rate. And then when you're ready to leave it, take the arms alongside, extend the legs slowly and rest. If you put your fingers perhaps on the front of yourself, you can perhaps find the hip joints, at least the front of them, a little bit more clearly now. Just touch with your fingers where you find the hip joints, not the bones of the pelvis on the side, but where the joint actually is. Where you've been turning the leg to the degree that you can find it. So it's quite close to the middle, really. It's sort of, there's the top of the pelvis, and then you could touch the pubic bone just above the genitals, and somewhere in between, really, roughly, is where the hip joints are found. The joints themselves, the joints proper. All right, leave that for just a moment, and now take the arms overhead, stand only the right leg, and we'll come back to that movement we did at the beginning, or perhaps it's a somewhat new movement. You really turn the left leg out, tipping the pelvis to aid in that, extending through the knee so the left leg is long. Reach through the heel, turn the leg out to the left so the outer edge of the left foot comes toward the floor. The right knee is standing. The left foot is turned toward the floor. And now, knowing what you know about the possibility of using the low abdomen and the turning and tipping of the pelvis, lift the left foot away from the floor a bit, a foot, foot and a half, and try using the pelvis to lift the leg and using the leg to take the right side of the pelvis from the floor. So the right side of the pelvis, you reach with the abdomen, Then you take the low back into the floor, taking the abdomen closer to the back. Just try it out now, what it's like here with the leg really to the side. So the right side of the pelvis comes away from the floor, turns as the left leg maybe goes down toward, back toward the floor a little bit. And then take the right side of the pelvis to the floor to lift the leg. And see how that whole thing works, how the front of the abdomen is used, how the back extends as you lower the foot toward the floor, how the pelvis turns and extends, what happens in the right low ribs, the left low ribs. You make it a little quicker, lighter, the foot clearly out to the left. Then leave it, extend the legs, rest. And switch things around so you stand the left leg, extend the right, and really roll the right foot, extending through the heel out to the right side. So the left side of the pelvis comes away from the floor a little bit. And then lift the right leg away from the floor and use the action of the pelvis to lift the leg away from the floor a little bit and use the weight of the leg to then take the left side of the pelvis away from the floor. So now the pelvis is lifting and lowering that right leg. So it's the action of the pelvis that moves the leg rather than moving the leg so much in the hip joint, although that happens too. You make it a little quicker, easier, sense the fullness of the movement of the trunk, how much the pelvis turns and tips, moves up and down on one side or the other, in the direction of the head and away. And leave it, lower the leg, extend, set the hips on the floor on each side, extend the left leg, take the arms alongside and rest. Now when you're ready, choose a side and come to sit and then to stand. See if you can keep some notion of the hip joints through that process. Once you're standing, note if it's novel or if there's any difference in the way that the trunk is carried by the legs. Does she have any different sense of the hip joints now, also in standing? And then take a little walk around and notice it's as if when you step, the leg that's still on the floor, it's as if the heel lengthens a little bit. You see if any echo of the movements of the lesson appear in walking. You don't have to attempt it. You just see if you note that pushing of the heel, the rotating and taking back of the pelvis or the low back or the low abdomen, when the low abdomen moves as you take one leg forward, how it shifts as you change legs. All right, then you just leave it be, take walk around, and we'll call it a lesson. Thank you, everyone.